Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please get your zip code to locate an account?
Okay. 66763.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Sherilyn Kern.
I'm sorry?
Excuse me. I just did my inhaler.
What was the last
tired.
Name?
I've been doing some work. Do I need to turn up my volume?
No, what was could you spell the last name for me?
Oh, well, first, while it's on my mind, I got this notification on my phone explaining and indicating that I have won a Dyson vacuum cleaner. However, after I put in my credit card application, it said, or my credit card information, it said, we apologize, but this offer is limited to one person. Does that mean I didn't actually get it? Because in that regard, there's no need to allow you my credit card number. I don't need any scam.
Okay. Have you already had an account before?
An account? I don't understand.
It's a sweepstakes offer that you're entering to win.
And okay, I'm not willing to pay the $5 to enter the sweepstakes.
Okay, well, you don't put your card information in.
I already did, though.
Okay, do you see a charge on your account?
I was going to call and check, but I wanted to check and see with you first.
Okay, no, ma'am, I'm not pulling up an account as far as with our services. Can you double check and verify through your credit card or your debit card that you were charged?
No, I haven't. I was assuming I did get charged. I wanted to check with you.
No. Could you confirm? Because I'm not pulling up an account.
It's Home Depot. Are you affiliated with Home Depot?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I haven't actually won. It's a sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am. It's a sweepstakes offer, and there are additional terms and conditions that you do have to read as far as signing up for that offer.
Did you say agree or read?
You have to read through it. If you do decide that you want to continue, then you pay your shipping.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what it told me, that I wasn't paying for the Dyson vacuum that I won, but I was paying for the shipping for $5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
okay.
But I didn't.
But I don't have an account
it.
Showing that that was paid.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I pushed the button twice, and whenever it said that, it came up on the screen. A notice about we apologize, but this offer is only for one individual. So that's telling me that
Do you think you entered before?
That doesn't give me the confidence that I won. Certainly.
Have you done an offer like this before?
I don't recollect. So, no. I have gotten a blender and a watch and only had to pay the shipping, so that was pretty similar, but I got the item, but I didn't, and I only had to pay as much as it pays for a watch at Walmart's price, so. I mean,
okay. Well, it sounds like maybe you did a discounted offer already, and so that the reason that you're trying to do this particular offer here is not allowing you to do so because you've participated in an offer like this before.
It's not allowing me to?
Right.
Hmm.
Because you said that when you tried to put in your information, it said only for one person.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it may have already been, an offer may have already been done.
I was thinking that I actually did. I put in a notice before that I was interested in the Dyson before. I remember that for sure.
Okay. So if you've done a sweepstakes offer before, it's not going to let you enter again.
I'm not sure what it was, ma'am. Okay, but I wanted the charge taken off. I wanted to opt out because I can't.
Okay. I don't have an account as for it to pull up. And again, could you confirm while we're on the line with your account, have you been billed today?
No, I guess I need to check. Okay, that's enough time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.